Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Give me that old-time release. I wanna go back to that special place. Give me that old-time release. I wanna go back to those good old days.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is your elder from Elder Lewis Gray from True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, where our pastor is none other than Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. I greet you in the name of Jesus, saying good morning to you, you, and you. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. He woke us up this morning. He started us on another day's journey. So you owe God a praise. It's just good to be in the land of the living, to be above ground rather than below. We say good morning to you that are listening by way of radio, those that are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you. Glory be to God. God is good. Tell somebody that Jesus lives. He still lives. He's not dead, but he's yet alive. Amen. In the land of the living. And I'm just so glad to be one of his servants. It's just always a pleasure to be able to come before his people and to render what thus saith the Lord. We thank God for my pastor who filled in for me on last week. She did an awesome job. Amen. An awesome word, an on-time word for, amen, a present time need. Glory be to God. We thank her again for standing in for me on last week. Amen. And we, if the Lord will have her back again and again. Glory be to God. We just thank God for you, you, and you taking time out of your schedules to join me here to hear what thus saith the Lord. You're not here by accident, but you're by here by divine appointment. We welcome you out to our services at True Pentecostal Community Church, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, located at 16 South Wilson Avenue. Our order of services are Tuesdays at 6 p.m., which is our Bible study nights. Our Thursday evening service, which begins at 6 p.m., those are our youth service nights. Our Sunday morning service begins at 10 a.m. with our Sunday morning service. Sunday school service begins at 10 a.m. And then our Sunday morning service begins at 11:40, which is our morning worship. Come out. Have a good time with us. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. Come for no other reason than to give him glory and to give him praise. Amen. We thank God for a new year, 2022. God has new things in store for us and for you as well. Do not lose your confidence in the Lord, because God has some great things in store. Thank God for my wife, Minister Frieda Gray. For you that are watching by way of Facebook, she has she's on every Wednesday morning. Amen. Praying for those that are in need of prayer. We're in a time where it is praying time. Our world, there is so much division, so much going on in this world. People killing one another. The virus is running rampant. It is praying time. It is time to pray and seek the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind. So join her on Wednesday mornings. Amen. I believe it's anywhere between 9 and 10 or 10:30, somewhere in that area. I've got to get the right dates the next time so I can promote it. Amen. But join her on our Facebook page, Minister Frieda Gray. Amen. I'm sure you will enjoy it. She's a prayer warrior. Glory be to God. Amen. And I love you, honey. Continue to do what you're doing. Amen. God is doing new things in this new year. Glory be to God. So without further ado, we're going to go into the word of the Lord. It can be found in a very, sending a shout out to President Charlie Kimbrough as well. Amen. I know you like to hear your name being spoken on the radio. Amen. And I dare not forget that. So I say praise the Lord to you. Glory be to God as well. So let us go into the word of the Lord, which can be found in Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet, Isaiah 43. And I'm going to read four verses into your ears, and that is verses, three. It'll be 18 through 21. And it says, again, that is Isaiah 43, 18 through 21. It says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Glory be to God. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing me to come again before your people. And God, I ask that you use me these few moments because I come to say what you would have me to say. I decrease so that you will increase. Remember those that are bereaving, those that have lost loved ones, those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, those that have the backslider, whomever he or she may be. God, we're praying that you touch their hearts. Draw them back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, remember those that are in government, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. We're praying, God, you give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. God, we're ever mindful to praise you. We're ever mindful to give you glory. And in Jesus' name, we say thank you and amen. Glory be to God. I want to deal with a subject for a moment. Amen. The Lord says, "Behold, I do a new thing. Shall it spring forth? Shall ye not know it?" I want to deal from the thought that God wants to do a new thing in your life. God wants to do a new thing in your life. I don't care what you have gone through or dealt with the past few years. In fact, it may seem that the same struggles you've dealt with in the past have followed you into this year. It's a new year, but yet everything else seems the same. It seems like you are dealing with the same problems. You're dealing with the same issues. On the surface, it's a new year, but the problems are still the same. But can I tell somebody that it doesn't matter how familiar the problem seems or the issues look like, God wants to do something new in your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thoughts, amen, he wants to give us an expected end. God wants to do something new in your life. Amen. He wants to do something that he has never done before. It's a new day. It's a new mercy. It's a new year. Oh, I'm declaring something over somebody's life today that God's getting ready to do something new in your life. Isaiah here in the context of this particular message, he was considered the eagle-eyed prophet, as he was called. He prophesied about 700 years before Christ. He was called the eagle-eyed prophet because eagles have the ability to see far. It is said of an eagle that they can see a mouse or they can see a rabbit 2 to 3 miles up in the air. They can be 2 to 3 miles up in the air and yet see a rabbit, can see a mouse. It is said that from a 10-story building, an eagle can see an ant. Glory be to God. And so eagles have the ability to see a long way. Isaiah, he was blessed with the gift of prophecy. And he could prophesy. He saw things both in his age, and he saw things that were to come. He saw even Jesus, the Messiah, that he would be born of a woman. Glory be to God, born of a virgin. He prophesied that Jesus was coming. Glory be to God. And Isaiah, he speaks to a people in this particular context. They're going through a situation where they are in captivity. He had prophesied earlier that because of their idolatry, that if they did not turn from their evil ways, that God was going to send them into captivity. And through Isaiah, he saw their captivities years down the line. Babylonians had seized Jerusalem in 597 BC. And they are now living in exile. Here the prophet is, he is prophesying to a time that will come when they will live in exile. They're living in a place of hopelessness and despair. But God gave them exciting news. He gave them, through the prophet Jeremiah, he told them that they would be in captivity for 70 years. And while they're in the midst of their captivity, here it is, a prophecy that had been prophesied hundreds of years before, that in the midst of their exile, amen, God was going to do something new. Amen. Don't you know that God wants to do something new in your life today? Glory be to God. It doesn't matter, amen, what despair you're facing. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. God wants to give you hope for your future. Hallelujah. You see, in order for God to do something new, amen, he has to purge us from our past. You see, God allowed the Israelites, he allowed the Jude, there at this particular time, there were two kingdoms. The kingdoms, Isaiah prophesied in a time, glory be to God, that they would be sent into captivity. Amen. And at this time, hallelujah, Israelites had already taken the northern kingdom into captivity, but Judah had yet not gone into captivity. And so Isaiah, he was a prophet of the southern kingdom, and he was prophesying to a time that they too, meaning Judah, will go into captivity. Glory be to God. And he was going to send, meaning God, he was going to send in the Babylonians, amen, to take them into captivity, amen, for their idolatry. Amen. God wanted to purge them, amen, of their sins. He wanted to refocus their attention back to God. Glory be to God. He had to get rid of their old way of thinking. Amen. And he had to focus them on the new. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. It does not matter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What the past held. Amen. God wants us to focus on the now. He wants to focus in this new year to put our focus back on God. He has to purge us of the old, amen, and bring us into the new. Glory be to God. How do we allow God, amen, to bring something new in our lives? Hallelujah. We've got to receive, amen, the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We've got to there's four things that we have to do. We've got to receive it. We've got to believe it. We've got to prepare for it. And we've got to decree it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To receive it, James said in 1:21, he said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness, glory be to God, and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Amen. You've got to receive the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. You've got to accept it. Here, these people, glory be to God, they are in captivity. Hallelujah. But and Isaiah prophesies, amen, years before that they were going to go into exile. Hallelujah. But if he had just left it there, the people would not have any hope. But yet Isaiah left the word for the people. Glory be to God. He let them know that even though they were going to go in exile, amen, God was going to do something new. Hallelujah. And what does God tell Isaiah? He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Glory be to God. We've got to get rid of the past thinking. Hallelujah. We've got to get rid of past sins. Glory be to God. We got to get rid of, hallelujah, past suffering. We got to forget about past suffering. We got to forget about past failures. We've got to forget about past successes. Hallelujah. Because sometimes it's easy to get stuck in the past. Hallelujah. If you sinned, glory be to God, repent of it. Hallelujah. He is faithful and just, amen, to forgive us, amen, of all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Forget about the past. Glory be to God. It's time to look towards the future. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. Glory be to God. Sometimes it's easy to get stuck in the past. The past has nostalgia. Hallelujah. I hear people today, hallelujah, they talk about how God used to bless them. I remember when I used to fast. I remember when I used to pray. I remember when the Spirit came into the church and it moved and it just had its way. I remember when I laid hand on people. Hallelujah. But don't you know that God wants to do something now in your life? Hallelujah. He's not a God of the past. Hallelujah. But he's a now God. He's a now God that's ready to do new things in your life. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. You've got to get rid of the past thinking. You got to get rid of everything that's in the past. Glory be to God. It's not that we can't remember the past, but don't just dwell there, because God is doing something new in your life today. Hallelujah. You've got to get ready for the new thing. Hallelujah. In fact, God is in the business of doing something new every day. Glory be to God. Look what Jeremiah says in the book of Lamentation. Hallelujah. Lamentation 3:23. He said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Don't you know that when the Lord woke you up this morning, hallelujah, he has something new in store for you. Hallelujah. You cannot bring 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021 thinking, amen, into 2022. You got to change your way of thinking. I don't care what you've been waiting for in the past. It may not have come. Hallelujah. I don't care what your marriage may have looked like in the past. I don't care what your business situations may have looked like in the past. I don't care how your finances may have looked like in the past. You've got to get rid of that old stinking thinking, and you've got to believe that God has something new in store for you. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. You've got to believe that God has something new in store for you. God said, I'm getting ready to do a new thing. He said, remember ye not the former things, neither the consider the things of old. Glory be to God. Don't think about what he used to do. Glory be to God. But think about what he's getting ready to do. Glory be to God. I don't care how long you've been waiting. You said, well, this year started like last year. Hallelujah. The same old things are following me into this year. But I'm about to tell you, you ought to look back at the devil and say, devil, you got to look at your troubles and say, trouble, you can't follow me into this year. The same thing that troubled me last year, I will not allow, amen, to follow me into this year. Hallelujah. You've got to have a new thinking. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing in your mind. You know where change begins? It begins in the mind. Glory be to God. You know where new begins? It begins in the mind. Hallelujah. When an engineer goes out, hallelujah, and he begins to think about his new project, it doesn't begin with the building. It doesn't begin with the material, but it begins in his mind. You want something new from the Lord? You got to have a new thinking. You got to have a new mindset. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I see a new bank account. Glory be to God. I see new joy. Glory be to God. I see new peace. Hallelujah. I see new happiness. Glory be to God. You got to think new. Glory be to God. Away with the old. Glory be to God. 2021, it's over with. Glory be to God. 2020, it's over with. Glory be to God. But God said, I want to do something new in 2022. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You see, the people, when Isaiah prophesied, hallelujah, they may have looked around and they saw themselves still in captivity. Glory be to God. They might have said, well, Isaiah prophesied that God was going to do something new in our lives. Glory be to God. It might have looked to them, everything looked the same. Hallelujah. But God said, no, no, no. Hallelujah. Remember not the former thing, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Hallelujah. Said, knowledge shall it spring forth. Hallelujah. What he was asking, do you believe it? Which brings us to our second thing. You got to believe it. Hallelujah. You've got to believe it. Hallelujah. That God is going to do something new in your life. He's going to do something new in your marriage. He's going to do something new in your business. He's going to do something new in your finances. He's going to do something new in your home, in your community, in your church. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what the past tells you. The past says you have a record, amen, of doing the same thing. Hallelujah. That's because you've not changed your thinking. Hallelujah. But we've got to change our thinking, because that's where the new things begin. We've got to believe God. The Bible said that he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. You've got to believe that when you seek God, amen, God's going to reward you. Hallelujah. He's going to do a new thing. It makes me think about when they were getting ready to cross into the promised land. Hallelujah. God said, put the Ark of the Covenant first. Hallelujah. He said, I'm getting ahead of myself. Hallelujah. But let me go on in it. Hallelujah. But he's basically, which leads me to my third point. Hallelujah. I'm going to do this together. Believe and then you prepare for it. Hallelujah. When they were getting ready to go into the promised land, he commands Joshua to get the people ready. Glory be to God. See, you've got to prepare yourself. And when you believe that God is going to do something new in your life, you prepare yourself. I'm talking to somebody today. God says you're going to get a new house. Glory be to God. I'm not a prosperity preacher, but I just want to give you an example. See, when you believe that God's getting ready to give you a new house, you begin to pack. Glory be to God. You begin to pack the old house. You begin to get ready. You might not see it yet, but you believe that God's getting ready to do something new in your life. I'm talking to somebody, hallelujah, within the sound of my voice. Prepare yourself. You've got to believe that God's getting ready to do something new in your life, and you've got to prepare yourself. Don't wait till you see it. Hallelujah. The hope that is seen is not hope. Hallelujah. But we walk by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things yet not seen. Glory be to God. I don't wait till I see it. Hallelujah. But I prepare for it, hallelujah, as if I've already seen it. Glory be to God. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Hallelujah. He said, and now shall it spring forth? Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the deserts. What are you saying, God? God said, I'm getting ready to do the impossible. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to do things that people say couldn't be done in your life. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Jesus when he went to Lazarus and he went to raise him from the grave. Glory be to God. And Mary, we know the story. Mary said that if you had been here, my brother would still be alive. But Jesus said unto her in John 11:40, hallelujah. He said, I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, that thou shalt see the glory of God. What are you saying? He said, didn't I tell you that all you got to do is believe? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you'll see the glory of God. If you believe God, God said, I'll show you my glory. Glory be. I'm feeling this thing. It's kind of cool in Florida. I got on a sweater. Glory be to God. And I'm getting hot, but I feel this thing in my spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, but if you only believe, glory be to God, he said, you'll see the glory. Hallelujah. Can I tell somebody, many of us, we're waiting for an event. Hallelujah. We're waiting for something happens. Hallelujah. For there to be confirmation that that God is going to do something in our lives. But Jesus told her, hallelujah, hey, he said that I am the resurrection, hallelujah. He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead. God's not arguing with you about what looks like is dead in your life, hallelujah. There are some things in your life that look dead, hallelujah. In fact, Jesus said, they are dead, glory be to God. He said, but if you believe in me, glory be to God. See, Jesus was telling Mary, glory be to God, because she went on to say, I know that my brother will be resurrected in that day, glory be to God. She was talking about event, hallelujah. But Jesus said that I am the resurrection, hallelujah. See, as long as you've got Jesus in your life, God can resurrect every dead situation. As long as you've got Jesus in your life, Jesus can turn around any situation. It doesn't matter how many years you've been waiting for new, but as long as you keep trusting God, God said, I'm going to do a new thing in your life. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. You are on the verge of throwing in the towel. You are in the verge of giving up. You are on the verge of quitting. But God said, no. I've got something new for you in 2022. God said, I'm getting ready to pour you out a blessing. I'm getting ready to change your marriage. I'm getting ready to give you a new job. I'm getting ready to change your children. I'm getting ready to give you a new shout. I'm getting ready to give you a new dance. I'm getting ready to give you a new tongue. God said, new. I don't know who I'm talking to here, but I'm talking to somebody. You didn't stop by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. God wanted you to hear that I'm getting ready to do something new in your life. I'm getting ready to do that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the thing that I'm getting ready to do in your life. New. I dare you declare new. And that brings me to my fourth point. You've got to declare it, that God's getting ready to do something new in your life. Hallelujah. Declare it and decree it. Hallelujah. You've got to receive the word of the Lord, which they had to receive from Isaiah. They had to believe it. Hallelujah. Glory be. They had to prepare for it, and they had to decree it. Hallelujah. You've got to decree it over your life, that God's getting ready to do something new in your life, something that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to turn it around. He's getting ready to change that situation. Hallelujah. If you're broke, God's getting ready to prosper you. If you're sick, God's getting ready to heal you. He's getting ready to do something new in your life. Glory be to God. Behold, God wants to do a new thing in your life. And he says, this people have I formed for myself. He formed you for himself, so that when he's done what he's going to do in your life, that you'll show forth his praise. Praise him in advance for the new thing that God's getting ready to do in your life. Hallelujah. I'm out of time, but not out of word. I thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday. Join me again on next week at the same time, same channel, 11:30. Amen. Here on 99.9 FM. Hallelujah. Where God speaks. Hallelujah. And the word is brought forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And on Facebook, join me again on next week at the same time. In Jesus' name, you be blessed, and may God's blessings be upon you. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir sings.
Yeah. Try to tell them I love them. Try to tell them I'm beautiful.